are lucky enough this morning to be with two of our favorite people.
And they're grandparents, but they look younger than us. Mike's been in the studio many occasions.
Yes.
He's brought in some amazing wrestlers from Kelowna Invasion, the Rutland, Straight Outta Rutland Wrestling. Him and I have both been beat up in wrestling rings before together. Lots of fun. But the best part is, his beautiful, incredibly talented wife is here to tell us about this journey. Candace Chisholm!
No! We are so. This is going to be a tough interview. We're all exactly the same, all four of us.
Listen to us.
I know.
Yeah. So, ADHD.
I am the one that's going to try to keep us on a straight line
so
here.
So now we're screwed. Right?
Now he's the voice of reason.
Candace, we're so incredibly proud of you. What are you doing and how did you get involved with this? Explain away.
Okay. So about 3.5 months ago, I see this contest pop up. So if I'm going to go back real quick. 10 months ago, I started a journey on health. There's a bunch of reasons why I did it. Happy to explain that all, but I started lifting really heavy stuff, and I love it. I love it. It just spurred me on to, you know, talk about my health journey and what I was doing, and like the weight and stuff. It's great, but it was just how I started feeling. Like I felt powerful and strong.
You're like Lizzo. Lizzo has gone on the record saying that she doesn't exercise for weight loss.
No.
She exercises for her mental health.
A thousand percent.
Yeah.
This is like cheaper than a therapist, but it is like I go every day and that's what I do. So about 3 months ago, this contest comes across my phone that's listening to me all the time. And it was Miss Health and Fitness for her magazine. And it's this for the cover model. And, you know, you can apply and you get 20 grand, but you get to be on this magazine. So I was really spunky that night, I guess, because I was like, I freaking hate how it's always the same person. Like, it's like the last 20 years, you just change the color of the hair. It's the same person.
So true.
Right? So I'm like, I'm applying. And never thought anything of it. And then a couple of months later, I get this letter saying, hey, you've been selected.
Like, how did you apply?
Yeah.
Like,
it's just an application, like an online application, like why you started, where, how you work out, what you started working out, like send a couple of photos.
You do send photos. Okay.
Yeah. You did.
Okay.
So anyways, I got it and I was like, oh. And then immediately I'm like, no, I can't do that. Imposter syndrome all over the place. Like,
oh,
you know,
you can't imagine the emotions you were feeling.
Yeah,
at that
like
point,
up and down.
All
you know?
Over the place.
And then I talked to my son, who's my personal trainer, Masterpiece Fitness Kelowna.
There we go.
So he said, Mom, you have to do this because this isn't about, because I'm like, oh, okay, don't look like any of these girls. Like, P.S. could be all of their mothers. And, you know, like, they're all rock hard abs. And no disrespect to them, because honestly, it's like really hard.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What they do, I don't care where you start from, like, what they're doing is amazing.
Yes, it's very hard for me.
All the, yeah, I know. Those
abs. This isn't about you.
Like,
so, my rock hard abs.
Right? He's like, no, you have to do this because it's inspiring.
Yeah.
So I kind of, we waffled back and forth, talked to Mike about it a bit. And then I'm like, okay, fine. Because it's super vulnerable. Like, you know, I don't look like that. And so people are like, wait, you want to be on a cover? I did. And I thought, I'm just going to talk about my journey because that's what, like, I never connected to anybody on those fitness magazines. I was like, good for you. That's amazing. But I can't do that.
Right.
At all.
Proved yourself wrong.
Yeah. Well, so that was that's why I started it. And then it's just kind of snowballed. And I've gotten like crazy local support, crazy support total. People are like, go do it for the girl. That's a big thing. Do it for the grandmas. And I'm like, yeah, because I'm like kind of the oldest.
Again, I'm looking at her. I'm like, she's not a grandma.
So I have a lot of questions. My first question is, for anybody out there, and there is a lot of us, myself included, how do you get your inspiration to go to the gym every single day? And don't give me that. You need to make it a habit.
No.
You need to make it part of your day.
Yeah.
Seriously, how do you get inspired?
Yeah. No, that's really good. That's actually true. So it was a big game changer having a trainer. Like, that's probably one of the biggest game
changers.
That's
a good tip.
Because honestly, people ask me like, oh, you know, can you show me? And I'm like, I honestly can't show you anything because he just says, do this and I do
right.
it. You know, he says, like, he's really good. He's like, this is why we're going to do this. This is where we're going to go now. So that was a big thing. And then you just get around people that do the same thing.
Okay.
You know, we have a crazy awesome community. We foster that community. It's a bunch of people who just want to see each other. I mean, we're really competitive, if I'm being honest. You know, it's like, oh, I'm sorry. Did you only lift like 125? That's cute.
Yeah,
And you know what? One of the women I deal with, she's like 67. And I'm like, oh, did you only push on 150?
Wow. Mm.
With one leg? Oh, two.
Oh,
it's awesome. God.
Okay, now I have rheumatoid arthritis. Yeah. And so it's I'm supposed to, like, heavy weights for me would be a game changer. I'm a procrastinator, and it hurts for me to lift the weight. So for somebody like me that is weak, where do we start?
So yeah, it was for me the same idea, because with the Lyme had done a lot of damage to a lot of my soft tissue, a lot of my joints. I mean, Lyme kind of took my insides and shredded them.
Candace is talking about having Lyme disease.
So same kind of idea, because it's that autoimmune feeling.
Yes.
So I had to start super light.
Right.
You know, like it was just light weights, higher reps, and just to kind of start to build that muscle, because you can build the muscle. If I can do it, like that is the whole shebang. Mm-hmm. If I can do it, because Carly, I had like no muscle tone at all, everything. I mean, I was 250 pounds when I started.
To pull a page out of Carly's book, are you going to tell me that if you can do it, that we can do it?
But it's so true.
So tell us about the benefits that you personally have seen lifting heavy weights.
Oh my gosh, there's so many. My arms are jacked and I dig it. Like, if I'm going to be honest, that's probably the first thing. I'm like, I love
my... Okay, but besides the...
I know the physical.
Like, what's...
Did you get extra mirrors in the house?
Are you getting ceiling? More... Are you getting more loving?
And on the ceiling?
Huh? Mike? Mike, would you like to... Would you like
to? She looks like a wrestler. Are you kidding me?
He says to me...
That's a big compliment from him.
He's like, I manifested my wife being a wrestler. That's how
Oh, my God, yeah. Mike!
Yeah.
Yeah. Chisholm!
Okay, again.
You did it!
Okay, so what are some other personal things that you've seen in your body?
So one is I used to be tired all the time. I have so much more energy. You know, I go at early. I go at like between 5 and 6 a.m. And that's like, I can never do that. And it was really hard at first. It was very hard in the wintertime. But it was just that, it was a building of a momentum.
And once you see results, then it gets addicting,
yeah,
right?
Totally. And honestly, it was like, so like the physical manifestation of I can obviously lift more. I can play with Laura more.
Laura's her granddaughter.
My daughter. I can, you know, do all those great things. The one thing that actually was surprising to me is, you know, even in my business life, all of that started coming easier. I felt like I had more to give to the world, honestly. And I felt like I could accomplish more. I didn't feel like I needed to be hiding behind something anymore. I didn't feel as much of an imposter syndrome even in that. And I was actually talking to a personal coach about that. And he's like, yeah, because you're not afraid to get under heavy stuff and lift it. Mm. You know, what we're doing in my business life is really hard. I mean, we're talking mental health for men.
Right.
Bum, bum, bum. Which is not low-hanging fruit. P.S. But the orchard's full. No, it is. That's a hard thing. And that's even come easier to me. And that is literally the only thing I've changed is my physical fitness. But it's spilled over into emotional mental.
Can I say something on this?
Yeah.
Also, her mental health has dramatically.
I was going to ask a redundant question. Like, you must be happier. Like, but I mean, it's obvious.
Yeah. Like when life throws curveballs. Before she went on this journey.
Choose your words carefully.
I am choosing the words very.
She's a wrestler now.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Bench pressing me is fine. Throwing me, not so fine. But yeah, ups and downs. Lots of ups and downs. Whereas after she started this journey, whenever the curveballs show up, there's much more of an even keel.
You're calm.
Your mental health has been, I would say, a complete 180.
So, Mike, what are you bringing to this whole thing? She's working on herself. What are you doing?
Oh my God.
I'm cheering her on from the sidelines.
I'm fucking you.
He's amazing.
He's your biggest supporter. We see it on social media. Very lucky to have each other.
It's true. And you know what? It's a slippery slope for him, right? Because it's like, you know, do you tell your wife, like, oh, like, you look great losing weight? Like, you don't want to, you know, kind of go down that path.
That's why I said choose your words.
Yeah.
Are you mostly focusing on the weights you're lifting? Has your diet changed? Or is it just, you're just focusing on the gym?
No, everything's changed. The nutrition changed too. But you know what? It was actually the nutrition changed probably a little after the weights. What ended up happening was I would notice when I was in the gym the next day, if I had eaten crappy food the night before. Like if I had gone to a fast food joint or something like that, you know, and I was like the next day, I'm like, I can't lift. Like, and
like tired?
Tired, and my muscles were too sore. And then I started to wanting to outperform myself. And I'm like, well, if I eat that, it just became this natural progression. If I eat that, I can't lift that. And I want to lift that.
Okay, we're going to get to how we can all help Candace on her journey and get her on that damn cover.
Oh, my God.
You can give us each $1,000. And as well,
done. Sold.
If you could tell women two or three tips about the things that you have learned so far, give us something. Give us something that we can walk away with being, I can be like Candace too.
Yeah. One is get around people who will support you. And even if you're walking to the gym for the first time, I know I looked at that and went, if they're all judging me, nobody's judging you. Nobody cares.
Everybody's so into themselves.
They're so into themselves. Yeah. Nobody even really technically notices you're there.
Yes. And I'm glad you brought that up because that is so incredibly true.
It's
even
true.
Though none of us think it, we all think everyone else is looking at
it. Totally. And not always easy to get a trainer, but if you can invest in yourself, I would say that's probably, like I said, that was a huge game changer for me. The ROI on it is nuts.
The
like,
what?
ROI, return on investment. Yeah.
Okay, Mike, Grandpa, Mike Chisholm, tell us about what this experience is like watching your wife through this transformation.
It's unbelievably motivating and inspirational to see this happening in my own house and in my own world.
I do have another tip.
Yes.
So here's another tip. Take the photos all the time.
Okay.
Like, so I didn't at first because, I mean, I hated photos of myself and I would try to hide them. But it's not about seeing the weight loss journey. It's about watching your face through those. As you start to feel stronger and as you start to feel more powerful, your face changes. Like, that's what's changed the most on me is this light. I feel like my face is lit up from the inside out.
That's so cool.
Yeah. We're so proud of you.
Yeah. Unless you're working out where you have resting...
Oh, I have B face. Mm-hmm. Yeah, people think that I'm unapproachable. I'm not. It's more that I'm like.
You're concentrating.
Yeah. I really want to lift
heavy.
Don't get
in the way of my deadlift.
So funny.
Mike called my legs tree trunks the other day. I said, do these jeans make my legs look long? He goes, no, they make them look like tree trunks. Which normally, and
You'd
I literally
insulted
was like,
normally, right?
Babe, thanks.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
We are so incredibly proud of you. Yeah, and we, Candace deserves this, okay? You deserve to be on the cover of that magazine. You have done the work. You deserve to win that money. So how can we help you?
Okay, so it's all online. So on my Facebook and my Instagram, so everything's Candace. My Instagram is Candace T. Chisholm. There's a pinned at the top or in my bio is a link. You just have to hit the link. You can get a free vote every 24 hours. It's free to vote for me. It's really easy.
You're at Candace Chisholm. That's how we can find you
at
on social?
Candace T. Chisholm.
We want candy to win. We want candy. All right. And don't forget that crazy husband of yours.
Right. And also thoughts? There's a contest going on for people who vote because I got like some crazy.
Okay. Yeah.
Like there's a lot of.
That's the crazy thing. All these people have started rallying around her and businesses have come and said, well, you do a contest, we'll give you this and we'll give you that.
Yeah.
We'll give this.
Okay.
So many times.
Gym memberships.
You're going to give away two prizes now.
Okay.
Yeah.
So like, go to your socials.
Yeah. My friend from Do You Photography did these amazing photos of me and now she's just my PR.
Okay. Now, if you missed any of that, if you want to get in touch with Candace, if you missed where to vote, just text 78636 and I will put you in touch with everything that you need to know.
Thank you, you guys.
We love you, Candace. You're going to kill this.
Thank you.
Candy and Mike, the Chisholm. They're now joining our show full time.
Yes, please.